at 6:30. It is cloudy, 65 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Oklahoma State Senator Ralph Shorty turns himself in to authorities in Cleveland County. He is charged with 3 counts of prostitution with a 17-year-old boy. He does not face rape charges in Oklahoma because the age of consent for sex in the state is 16. Freedom Oklahoma's Troy Stevenson says that needs to be raised.
People around Oklahoma are just now finding out that the age of consent is 16 in Oklahoma, and I think that has to change. It has to be 18. We cannot let our youth be preyed upon by predators.
Stevenson's organization lobbies on behalf of the gay and transgendered community. He is joining those calling for the state senator to resign. The wrongful death trial of Elliot Williams could go to the jury later today. Closing arguments are expected. Williams died in the Tulsa jail of a broken neck. The federal suit claims Williams received improper care at the jail. The suit names Tulsa County and former Sheriff Stanley Glanz. A man is hospitalized in critical condition this morning after crashing his car near 18th and South Peoria last night. First responders discovered the man had been shot. Police are looking for a redheaded woman. Arts and culture make up 4.2% of the gross domestic national product. The Trump administration is proposing eliminating art funding. Holly Becker is the head of the Tulsa Arts and Humanity Council. She says if approved, that'll hurt.
Our main concern is for our rural communities and for our individuals who don't have access to a city center with a lot of philanthropic support.
Becker says federal funds are often matched, and the lack of that match will make the cuts even deeper. It is now the second worst flu season in recent history in Oklahoma. 8 more people have died last week from the flu, bringing the total to 64 for the season. 17 of those deaths have been here in Tulsa County. Thousands of fans are expected downtown at the BOK Center for the next several days.
Come on in, guys. We're so excited to have you. Yeah, true, and you're wearing shorts. I'm out.
Some popular area teams are included in the lineup here in Tulsa, Kansas, SMU, and Baylor.
It's good for Tulsa. I'm glad they're here. I think in these first couple games, Kansas will probably be a good team to watch. Baylor might be decent to watch. SMU will be good.
First and second round regional games will be held at the BOK Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, cloudy with drizzle, a high today of 73. Decreasing cloudiness tonight down to 47 for an overnight low, and the weekend looks sunny and warm. Right now in Tulsa, cloudy and 65. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.